morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
Tracy Morgan is the executive director of the Alzheimer's Association of Oregon and Southwest Washington. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you've got the Roseburg Walk to End Alzheimer's coming up on September 20th, and go figure, it's being done a little bit differently this year. Tell us about it.
It sure is. This year, we have over 600 communities across America participating. We're really excited to be having our event in Roseburg again on September 20th. But as you know, things are different. So we're walking everywhere from downtown to small towns, and we're encouraging participants to walk as individuals or in small groups on sidewalks, tracks, and trails across their communities.
What's it been like to kind of reformat this and put it together in a different way?
Yeah, we've had an amazing team with our national office and our local partners here really putting together just a great experience for people. So they're using their tablets and their computers to view an opening ceremony, which really has a lot of our time-honored components being replicated. So we'll have local speakers and our presentation of our Promise Garden flowers right on the opening ceremony so they can view that on their computers or their tablets. And then from there, they'll go out and they'll participate in their walk, and they have an app that they can use to do a walk route with them, to track their steps, to be part of a virtual team and all working together. And we also have our iconic Promise Garden is just a beautiful part of Walk Day. So we have a view-only format of that that people can drive by at the Roseburg Fire Department Station Number 3 from 12 to 4 on September 20th.
Neat. Now, how many years has the Alzheimer's Walk been going on around America?
Over 30 years. So the Walk to End Alzheimer's is the world's largest event that raises awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research programs.
Now, how long have you been involved with the Alzheimer's group?
I've been with this organization for over 8 years now.
And talk more about Alzheimer's, and it's really scary. It's kind of the word I think about when you hear that somebody has Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States, and it is the only one in the top 10 that doesn't have a way to prevent, treat, or cure the disease. It's a progressive fatal disease that kills nerve cells and tissues in the brain, eventually affecting a person's ability to remember, think, and plan. So yes, it is absolutely a horrible disease. The Alzheimer's Association brings hope for treatment, for the research that's going into this. And that's really what our walkers are helping us do, helping provide that care, support, and research that's needed.
So when someone has a person in their family with Alzheimer's, whether it's their spouse or their parents or somebody in their extended family, what kind of talk specifics about what some of the help that's available that your association can provide?
Absolutely. We actually do a lot of help with the caregivers. So we have support groups that happen all over our state, all over the country, where people can really just learn and share with other people who are going through that journey. We also have education classes, everything from really just understanding Alzheimer's, could either be your neighbors know the 10 signs, really getting to understand what this disease looks like, to really diving a little bit further into what our caregivers face on a day-to-day basis through our education classes.
And for caregivers, especially if it's a family member, that has got to be one of the ultimate hard things to deal with.
Absolutely. It is. We know that here in Oregon, we have about 69,000 people age 65 and older that are living with this. And that's really about 188,000 people serving as their caregivers. And it really, the caregivers have a dramatic toll. So we really try to support them and help them understand and navigate this disease, as well as their loved one who is living with the disease.
And as you try to help these caregivers, I would think that You know, when you see someone and what their life has been like, and then you see them starting to not remember more and more aspects of it, it's got to exact a pretty good emotional toll on the caregivers and all the family and extended family members.
Absolutely. And I think that is, you know, a really important point to make sure that our caregivers are also taking care of themselves, because this is can be a long journey. And it is something that is, you know, if you've seen one case of Alzheimer's, you've seen one case of Alzheimer's. So there's not an exact playbook. It is a hard, long journey. And it's really about taking care of the caregiver as well.
And I understand, though I certainly don't know much about this early onset Alzheimer's, that sometimes folks get much sooner in life than you would expect. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think there it is definitely a smaller proportion of people that have an early onset, but it is definitely a disease that we are able to start to learn and study more about as people are getting this disease earlier. So we do have a substantial amount of research that goes into studying our younger onset.
So if somebody wants to get involved in this, I mean, essentially, are you hoping that everybody does it on September 20th, or can that even vary?
Yeah, that's a great question. We certainly do hope that many people will join us on September 20th, but in today's new world, they will be able to view these things. There's an amazing new platform that people will be able to log into right off of alz.org/walk. It's our new main stage platform, and people can actually go in at their leisure and watch that opening Promise Garden ceremony. They can visit sponsors, our national teams. They can learn more about the Alzheimer's Association and all of the resources that we're talking about this morning. So they can do that really at any time.
Now, do people pay a specific amount to be part of this, or do they go out and get donations, or both? How does it work?
They do not have to pay to participate in the Walk to End Alzheimer's. We do sponsorships with local businesses, but we also do want our walkers to do participant fundraising. So we are hoping that they will ask their friends and their family to get involved and to support them in this cause. And our walkers do an amazing job fundraising.
So if people want to get signed up or find out more, or give us the web information again.
That's alz.org/walk.
All right, Walk to End Alzheimer's in Roseburg and nationwide on the 20th of September. Tracy Morgan, the Executive Director of the Alzheimer's Association of Oregon and Southwest Washington, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.